Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are going to be reading the book of Psalms, and today we're in Psalm number 2. This is in the Voice translation, and this is what it says. You are wondering, what has provoked the nations to embrace anger and chaos? Why are the people making plans to pursue their own vacant and empty greatness? Leaders of the nations stand united. Rulers put their heads together, plotting against the Eternal One and His anointed King, trying to figure out how they can throw off the gentle reign of God's love. Step out from under the restrictions of His claims to advance their own schemes. At first, the power of heaven laughs at their silliness. The Eternal mocks their ignorant selfishness. But His laughter turns to rage and He rebukes them. As God displays His righteous anger, they begin to know the meaning of fear. He says, I am the one who anointed my King who reigns from Zion, my mount of holiness. He is the one in charge. I am telling all of you the truth. I have heard the Eternal's decree. He said clearly to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. The nations shall be yours for the asking, and the entire earth will belong to you. They are yours to crush with an iron scepter, yours to shatter like fragile clay pots. So leaders, kings, and judges, be wise and be warned. There is only one God, the Eternal. Worship Him with respect and awe. Take delight in Him and tremble. Bow down before God's Son. If you don't, you will face His anger and retribution. And you won't stand a chance, for it doesn't take long to kindle royal wrath. But blessings await all who trust in Him. They will find God a gentle refuge. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, I'm so glad you're a gentle refuge, because after reading the psalm, there's some pretty strong language in here. And I'm so grateful that this is also a messianic psalm, because this is actually quoted later in the New Testament. And we heard it just recently in the book of Hebrews, that you are His son. So I just love that. I love the fact that there is the gospel being presented in Psalm 2, that there is this looking forward to a Messiah, one who will save not only the nation of Israel, but the entire world. The nations shall be yours for the asking, and the entire earth will belong to you. Jesus, I thank you that you have died for the sake of the whole wide world, and I pray you would give us the same kind of global perspective in our prayers. We lift up our brothers and sisters around the world who are currently suffering in their faith, because they have faith in you. Those in closed countries, those in countries that are hostile to the gospel. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters, perhaps they're even listening right now, who are walking into enemy territory. They are walking into a place of difficulty because of their faith in you. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would, in fact, give them the words to say when they do not know what to say. I pray you would strengthen them. And I pray, Lord, for those families of the martyred, that you would give them consolation, Lord, and sustain them. I think about in China, where a lot of the male leaders are taken into custody, leaving women behind, and the women are leading the house churches. And I pray you would sustain both, the one in prison and the one leading the church. Lord, I am so looking forward to the day where in eternity, I can hear the stories of your faithfulness to your people in different areas of the world. I do look forward to that moment where all of those people from every tribe, every tongue, and every nation are going to be singing your praises. I look forward to hearing all the stories of your greatness toward people of different backgrounds than myself. Lord, help us to be wise. Help us to worship you with respect and awe, with that kind of worship that you deserve. Forgive us for worshiping ourselves and worshiping our own agenda. We choose instead to worship you. We take delight in you. We bow down before you because you're worthy of our bowing. You're worthy of our strength. You're worthy of our allegiance. You're worthy of our worship. We love you. We praise you. We know that there are blessings that are awaiting us. Even when we're struggling and even when we're walking through trials, you will bless us. I pray a blessing over those listening today. Blessing over those who are suffering. Blessing over those who are hurting physically, mentally, emotionally. Blessing over those who are confused and doubting. Blessing over those who have heartache. Lord, I pray blessing on all of them in Jesus' name. Thank you that you, as I prayed earlier, are their gentle refuge. Continue to be so in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you. May this day be a day where you experience the love of God like you have never experienced before.